be a little bit shorter tonight in the message. I did notice this morning that the clock was gone. I kept looking up there to see the time, and it's not there. So maybe that is a sign from God that I'm not supposed to worry about time. Is that what it is? It's going. It will be back up by the next service, I guarantee you, right? There you go. Take your Bibles to the book of 2 Peter tonight. Excuse me, 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3. And I always try to give some type of charge to these young people as they are starting to finishing one step of the journey along their life and moving to this next and stepping out into adulthood and all of the choices and decisions and things that are made through all of that, and which is one reason why it's so important that we pray for them and pray that God would continue to work in their lives and give them wisdom and direction. But the Lord just kind of brought my attention to this passage here in 1 Peter chapter 3. In verse number 15, he says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ." Father, I pray that you would just bless, Lord, in this simple message tonight. Lord, that as these young people take this next step in their life, that they might just remember, Lord, this passage of Scripture. Lord, that it might be an encouragement, Lord, to them as they go out. And Lord, that they might even go back to this passage of Scripture during these next few years of their life and be encouraged through it. But Lord, not only them, but Lord, it's for every one of us. And so, Father, I pray that you'd use it to speak to our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's a very wonderful passage of Scripture that we have here, and really the thought that I wanted to just kind of encourage these young people is to honor the Lord in their life, just to honor God. Look, God has different paths and different plans for every one of us. There's no doubt about that. We talked a little bit about that this morning in our adult Sunday school class, but every one of us has a different path. Every one of us has a different journey that God has for us. But the one thing in common that God desires for each one of us, no matter if it's you're one of these four seniors that's graduating, or you're still in high school, or you're in junior high, or you're a young person, or whether you're in college already, or whether you're out and you're an adult making your way in life, and that is that God's desire is for every one of us who call ourselves Christians, every one of us who have been born again, and that is to honor the Lord, to honor Him in how we live our life. And no doubt, as we've just seen tonight, these young people have honored their parents in how they have grown up in their homes. They've honored them, and you can see the love that each one has for the other. But more importantly than honoring our parents, although that is important as well, is that we honor the Lord. And this is what he says here. He says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. That word sanctify has that idea of honoring, of reverencing. And tonight, if I could encourage you in one area, that is to honor the Lord in all that you do. Honor the Lord in all that you do. It doesn't matter whether you're going to West Point or if you're going to cosmetology school or taking online classes or whatever it might be. Whatever you do, honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. He says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart. It's interesting. I believe this passage is kind of a reference back to the book of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse number 13, where he says, "But the Lord of hosts, him ye shall regard as holy. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread." Think about that. What Isaiah is saying is, look, the Lord God, the Lord of hosts, him shall ye regard as holy. Look, there's a lot of things that we are to honor, that Scripture tells us we're to honor. We're to honor our parents. We're to honor those in authority over us. When you go out in that college that you might be going to, those teachers, you're to honor them, and you're to honor the job, the employer, wherever you might work. We're to honor them, give them honor. But more importantly than any of those people, As a Christian, as a child of God, we are to honor the Lord. In all that we do, he says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. May I say this evening, I want to encourage you to honor him in your daily life. Honor him in what you do every single day. It was just a few weeks ago that someone said something, and just in passing, in a message that was preached here at First Baptist Church, and the just this passing statement just totally blew me away. The message was not about this statement, but he said, so many times when we wake up and we think about God, we want God to bless us. And the statement that he made is, instead, we ought to wake up and say, God, may I bless you. May I bless you. May I honor you. And I believe that's exactly what Peter is saying. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Every day, make that determination, make that decision that I want to honor God in all that I do today. Because if you will honor God in what you do today, it'll be much easier to honor God in what you do tomorrow, and honoring God in what you do next week and next month and next year. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart. One of the reasons why we give the graduating seniors a Bible is not because they don't have a Bible. I believe every one of them probably have a Bible that they read, but we want to give that to them just to let them know, number one, that we support them, we're praying for them, but we want to make sure that to remind them to be in the Word of God, to daily be in the Word of God, to be in prayer and in communion with God, because those plans that God has for our life, that path that God has for each one of us, can never be fully accomplished if we're not staying close to the Lord, if we're not walking with Him, if we're not in His Word and communing with Him in prayer and talking with Him. And so he says here that we are to sanctify the Lord God in our hearts. And here's the thing, when I sanctify God in my heart, when I honor Him in my heart, and when my desire is to honor the Lord in all that I do, that will be seen in my actions. But before I can honor God in my actions, I have to honor Him in my heart. The heart must be right first. I believe, I'm not saying this 100%, but I believe I've heard the testimony of all four of these graduates, and I believe that all four of them have come to know Christ as their Savior, and we're so thankful for that. But as we come to know Christ, that's a decision that is made in the heart. And now he says, now that we've come to Christ, now we are to sanctify him. We're to honor him in our hearts. We get that settled that we want to honor him daily in our life and stay in the Word of God, stay in prayer. And may I just say this, not really having to do anything with this message, but seniors, please know that you can always, always call. If there's ever anything that you're going through, that you're having trouble with, or you're struggling, please know there is a church family here that loves you and supports you. And we want to help you, whether it be calling Brother Jake or Miss Leanne or calling my wife or myself, or just letting your parents know and say, hey, can you let the church know to pray for me? I'm going through something difficult. Please let us know that, because we want to stand there with you. We want to support you. We want to help you to honor the Lord in your life. So please know it's never a burden. You're never putting us out by getting a hold of us and saying, you know, I'm just really going through a tough time. I could sure use some extra prayer this week or this month. Oh, please let us know. We'd love to do that. Honor him in your daily life. But may I say also, honor him in your plans and decisions that you make. Make sure that what you're doing is what God wants you to do. No matter what it might be, you do what God wants for you to do in your life. That's how we honor him, is by making sure that the plans and the decisions that we make are what God wants for us. You're going to be going out, and whether, again, it's these different colleges, universities, you're going to be making decisions in your life about your future and things, but more importantly than anything else, make sure that you go to God with these decisions. Make sure that you pray about them. Make sure that you're talking to the Lord about them. Make sure that you're honoring him in the plans and decisions that you make in your life. Because I can tell you this, many times, and I'm speaking from personal experience here, many times the plans and the decisions that we have for our life, sometimes they're not the same as God's. And if God's are different, can I tell you this evening, they are much better than anything you can think of yourself. They're much better. And if we're yielding to God and we're sanctifying God in our heart and in our life, can I tell you something? And if we will honor Him in those plans and the decisions that we make and say, God, what is your will for my life and how can I honor you? God will show you. And God will lead you each of those steps, each of those ways. My life verse is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Several of the young people quoted it tonight. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy path. He shall direct thy path. Look, it's great to get counsel, and it's great to get advice and things, but no one knows your life the way God does. No one knows what He has for you the way He does, and that's why we must go to Him and honor Him in the plans and decisions that we make. And may I say also, and as we're thinking of these seniors maybe going off and things like this, but honor Him with those who you are around. I know. And we've been praying for these seniors even before they've graduated. We've been praying as we have found out different things that they're going to be doing, the plans that they have for their life. We've been praying that God would protect them. We've been praying that God would bring people into their life that would help them in their spiritual walk. Well, what a great testimony, Brother Cody, tonight as he's in his interview. And, he was even, I think he was getting ready to ask about where he could be able to attend church because he wanted to go to a Baptist church. And here this man that's interviewing him says, hey, I'm a Baptist too. And we're going to make sure that you're able to go to church and be there at church. We've been praying that God would protect them and bring people into their lives that would help them. And so may I encourage you tonight, honor Him with your friends, because let me tell you something. There are going to be people that will want to be your friends that have no desire at all for you to follow God. They will want to be your friends. They'll say they're your friends, but they have no desire at all for you to follow God's will for your life. And may I say very honestly tonight, if someone does not want to encourage you to do what God wants you to do, that's not a friend. Now, they might call themselves a friend, but a friend truly wants you to do what God wants you to do. And so may I just caution you tonight as you're going out, be careful of those who you are around and influencing your life because you want to honor the Lord in all that you do. May I say, secondly, as we find here in this passage, he says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And then secondly, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you of the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. May I say, secondly, tonight, seniors, always speak of Christ. Always speak of Christ. Don't ever be ashamed of Jesus Christ. He was not ashamed of you. He was willing to die. He was willing to go through mocking and scourging and all that He went through for you. Don't ever be ashamed of Him. Think about what He says here. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason, notice this, of the hope that is in you. Can I encourage you tonight? Live like there is hope. Live like there's hope. A Christian ought to be one of the most joyful people that there is. A Christian ought to be the most joyful person. Why? Because we have hope. I mean, yes, we can look around at our world and we can look around at our country and we can say, man, things just aren't going well and it's not going good and it just seems like it's going from bad to worse and everything, but look, our hope is not in the circumstances around us. Our hope is not in our country. Our hope is not in our state. Our hope is not in our job or whatever. Our hope is in Christ. And so we can live like there is hope. Can I tell you, there's a lot of people living with no hope. No hope. There might be somebody here tonight. You say, I just don't have any hope. I have nothing to live for. Can I tell you, you're very wrong. There's something to live for. There's someone who gave His life for you so that you could have something to live for, so that you could have life, and His name is Jesus Christ. And my friend, He wants to have a personal relationship with you. He wants you to know that He died on the cross for your sins. And he's willing to forgive you of all your trespasses if you're willing to put your faith and trust in him. And friend, we'd be so happy to take the word of God and show you how you can have your sins forgiven, how you can have hope in Jesus Christ. And so seniors, can I encourage you tonight, live like there is hope. Because when we live like there is hope, people will notice. Did you notice what he says here? Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. Now, wait a minute. Why are they asking you about this hope? Why are they coming to you and saying, hey, what is up with you? Why are you so happy? What is up with you? I mean, why are you so joyful? What is up with you? Nothing can ever get you down? I mean, sure, yeah, things, you have problems just like everybody else, but you go through them differently. What is so different about you? What is different about you? Something drastic is different. We have hope. We have hope in Jesus Christ. And he says when we live like there is hope, people will notice that. And they will ask us and say, hey, what is going on? It's not us always having to go out and say, hey, look, let me tell you about Jesus. No, it says, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. When we're honoring the Lord in our life and we're living with hope and we're talking about Jesus Christ, people are going to say, there's something different. There's something different. Look, it doesn't matter where you go to college, whether you go to West Point or you go to cosmetology school or if you go to a Bible school, whatever. There's always going to be people there that are living without hope. And they need to see someone that truly has hope in this life. You say, well, I'm just going to be a freshman, or I'm just going to be, you know, some new person there. Nobody's going to care about me, or nobody's going to care about what I say or anything. That doesn't matter. You live like there is hope. Let them see something different about your life so that they will say, they've got something I don't have. They've got something that I don't have. And notice, speak with grace to those around you. Speak with grace. That's that kindness, that unmerited favor. Be careful how we speak to others because, again, we are simply showing a picture of Jesus Christ who's living through us. May I say also, know what you believe, because they will ask. He said, be ready. Be ready. You better know what you believe, and not just, well, you know, I was taught this in Sunday school, or I was taught this in teen class, or whatever. You have to know what you believe from the Word of God, because they will challenge you. Look, it's wonderful that we have, we have such a great church here, and we have such a great children's ministry and teen ministry and teachers and helpers that love the Lord and want to see young people to grow up to serve God. But that's here. There is a whole world out there that cares nothing about God. There's teachers and people outside in the world that they care nothing about God. They don't care whether you succeed for God or not. They don't care whether you honor the Lord in your life. They don't care about anything but what the world has to offer. And when you begin to talk about Jesus, or when you begin to live differently, they're going to challenge you on your beliefs. That's why you have to know what the Word of God says. You have to know that your confidence is in Jesus Christ and His Word. Not, well, Mom and Dad said, well, Pastor said, or Brother Jake said. No. What did God say? What does God say about it? Your confidence must be in the Word of God. Know what you believe from the Word, because the world will challenge you on your beliefs. And if you aren't confident in them, it will be easy for them to sway you from them. That's why it's so important that you stay in the Word of God every day. Get in the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Walk close with the Lord. Because the world is going to try to challenge you and say, hey, you know, that book's just a bunch of fairy tales. You really can't believe that. I mean, there really is no God. There's no God out there. We're just in a, you know, we're just come from these amoebas and over millions and millions of years and all this kind of stuff. And they'll challenge you on your beliefs. And that's why you must be firm in the Word of God. And please, as I said, if someone challenges you, say, well, I don't know how to respond, call me. Call Brother Jake. Call one of us. Call your parents. Say, hey, what do I say about this? How can I give a biblical answer? How do I know what the Bible says about these things? Because we want you to have confidence in God's Word and be able to know, hey, my beliefs are not just because a church says it or because mom and dad say it, but my beliefs are in the Word of God because God said it. He says, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So honor the Lord in all you do. Always speak of Christ. And may I say thirdly, and we find this in verse number 16. He says, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. May I say thirdly, have a good conscience in living for Christ. Have a good conscience in living for Christ. You see, when you live to honor the Lord, the world will not understand the choices that you make. They're not going to understand why you want to read your Bible. They're not going to understand why you want to go to church. They're not going to understand why you sing Christian songs. They're not going to understand why you want to tell others about Jesus. They're not going to understand why you don't want to go out and party with them. They're not going to understand many of these things. They're not going to stand the choices that you make in trying to honor the Lord. They won't understand why you want to live godly and righteously. And they'll try to convince you that it's not worth it. It's not worth living it. Look, I mean, you're missing out on all the fun. Come on, you're missing out on all the fun. You just put that God stuff away. Don't worry about that God stuff. Don't worry about that Bible stuff. Don't worry about that church stuff. Man, you're missing out on life. No, you're not missing out on life. You're missing out on things that God wants to keep from you. You're missing out on things that will do you harm. The world is going to try to convince you that it's not worth it. I like what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 15. He says that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Boy, isn't that the truth? We are living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. We are. And I'm not just talking about this nation as America. I'm talking about Christians all over the world. Christians are living in a crooked and a perverse world. But yet he says he wants us to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Watch this. Among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Among whom ye shine as lights. One of the reasons why the world truly hates Christians is because when we live for Christ and we live godly and we allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine through that, through us, what does it do? It shines light on the darkness. It shines light on things that we've tried to hide. And the world says, hey, you're showing what I'm doing. We don't want that. We want to stay hidden. We want to stay in the darkness. And when you're living as a Christian, when you're living godly and you're living righteously and you're following the Lord and you're honoring Him, boy, we're allowing that light to shine so that others can see Jesus. And the world's going to do everything they can to get you to turn that light off. Man, turn it off. Remember the old little children's song? This little light of mine? I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, don't let Satan blow it out. Am I like the only one that sang this? You guys are looking at me like a cow looking at a new fence. I'm like, what in the world? Do we not sing this song in our classes or something? I'm going to have to talk to the teachers about this. You guys, next Sunday, you all are singing This Little Light of Mine in your Sunday school classes because you guys are looking at me like, what is he singing? No, exactly the same thing. The world's going to try to blow that light out. The world's going to say, hey, you know, that's fine. You can do that, but just don't do it publicly. You know, you can believe in that, but don't talk about it. Don't live it. Don't be a Christian. No, he says we are to shine as lights in this world. And notice what he says, holding forth the word of life. That's why we're to shine as lights, because we have the word of life. We have the hope of Jesus Christ that they are missing. And we need to stand for Christ, and we need to honor the Lord in all that we do and speak of Christ, because we have something to offer that they do not have. You say, well, I'm just a freshman. What can I do? You can shine a light. You can be that light that God wants you to be. Why has God led you into the place that you're going to be? Why has God led you to West Point? Why has God led you to go to cosmetology? Why has God led you to these things that he's going to have you do? Could it be that maybe there's someone there that needs to hear about Jesus Christ? God's led you there so that you can be that light. So you can be that light so that they can know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You say, well, I'm going to a Christian college. Everybody's there going to be a Christian. I wasn't a Christian, and I was in a Christian college. Not everybody at Bob Jones is a Christian. They're going to need someone to tell them, to truly show them Christ. See, God wants us to shine as lights in the midst of this crooked and perverse world so that we can hold forth the word of life, so that we can be that example to help them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. May I say one way that they will do, what one thing that they will do is they'll try to speak evil of you. Notice what he said here. He says, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers. He says they're gonna talk bad about you. They're gonna say that you're doing evil things. They're gonna say you're crazy. They're gonna say that you're doing wrong things. So what do I do about that? You keep doing right. You keep doing right. You keep following the Lord. You keep in the Word of God. You keep in that time of prayer. You keep that relationship with God. Don't worry about what they say. You're not there to honor them. You're there to honor the Lord. Don't worry about what they do. You're not going to one day stand before them and give an account of how you've lived your life. You will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to honor him. Don't listen to them. You keep living right no matter what. And notice what he says, that they that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ, he says, they may be ashamed. One day, they'll be ashamed. One day, they'll be ashamed of how they treated you. You say, when will that be? I have no idea. It could be in this life, or it could be when you're in heaven and God brings up all those who've rejected Christ and God reminds them of the opportunities that they had and that you were shining that light and they rejected. And one day they'll realize that you truly did have the truth and that you were doing what was right, what God wanted you to do. And so can I tell you tonight, as we look at this passage of Scripture, and as you get ready to go out in this next step of your journey of life, honor the Lord in all you do. Honor him. Put him first in all that you do. Speak of Christ. Don't be afraid to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to share the gospel with someone. Don't be afraid to be that light that we need to be as we have that good conscience in living for Christ. We would not be ashamed of how we've lived for Christ, because one day we will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. Hold your place here in 1 Peter. Go back with me just a couple pages to the book of 1 John. In 1 John chapter 2, in verse number 28, he says, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. That's what it means to have that good conscience in living for Christ. Doesn't matter who else is doing right, I'm going to do right because I know that one day I have to stand before the Lord. Doesn't matter who else is doing right or what anybody else is saying, I'm going to do right, I'm going to honor the Lord, I'm going to speak about Christ, I'm going to live the way God wants me to live because one day I know Jesus Christ is going to return. He's going to return. Soon? Who knows? We don't know when he's going to come, but we know it's closer than it was yesterday. Are we truly honoring him in how we live so that we will not be ashamed before him at his coming? And so, seniors, I want to encourage you, in all that you do, honor the Lord. Honor Christ. And may I say, if you'll honor the Lord, man, I'm telling you, your parents will be so proud of you. This church, so proud of you for wanting to honor the Lord in how you live your life. Being obedient to what God would have you to be. Different paths, no doubt. No doubt. But every single one of us has an opportunity to live our life in such a way that honors the Lord. Can we pray tonight? Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we think of these young people tonight, these graduating seniors. And Lord, as they are making this next step of this journey of life, and Lord, I pray that you would work in each of their hearts. Lord, that they would have a desire to honor you in all that they do. Lord, no matter where they're at, whether they're far away from home, whether they're close to home, Lord, no matter where they're at, that they would have that close walk with you, that they would be in your word and in prayer and walking with you, that you would give them that desire to honor you in all that they do, that they would not be ashamed to speak of Christ and to live like there is hope, so that others can see there's a difference in their life. And Lord, as we live for you, that we'd have that good conscience in knowing that we've done all that we can to honor you, we've done all that we can to serve you, and there'll be those of the world and around us that may not understand and may try to get us to quit and speak evil about us, but Lord, may we live for you and for what you would have us to do. Lord, not just for these seniors tonight, but Lord, for every one of us. Lord, no matter what age we are, that we would have that desire to honor you in our lives. Lord, that we would have adults that would set the example of what we've been speaking about tonight. Adults that would set the example of honoring the Lord in their life for these young people. Adults that would set the example of speaking of Christ and not being ashamed of him and living like there's hope. Lord, adults that would be living for you in that good conscience, knowing that everything we're doing is what you would have us to do and living our life the way you would want it to be lived. And so, Father, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, to follow you. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed tonight, we'll just stand softly or quietly to our feet.